Welcome to everyone. Last afternoon, Sage was saying that if parts are different, they cannot make space different. You know, space has to be same, and it's the only part who is different. And similarly, like we, because of having different bodies, you know, different forms, cannot be different, you know, like from what we are made of, it will be the same. And then, iti uktam adhikaren sarvagyen adhikarina sarvbandhat vinur mukta sarvagya sarvagah bhavet. And here he is using two words, you know, one is adhikaren and another is adhikarina. Adhikaren means like a somebody whose words you know has been they have been knocked by the knowing, you know, like if words are being kind of, you know, pushed of the with the experience, you know. And adhikarina means somebody who has got eligibility to like to be receptive to those words. You know, this is like very, very kind of unique situation where adhikarina and adhikarena, you know, these two like people can meet. And then he's saying if that happens, then sarva bandhat vinur mukta, like results becomes that all the bondage falls apart, you know. Whatever has been binding us, you know, just like sand, falls apart and sarvagya sarvaga bhavet. And this meeting kind of, this meeting becomes fruitful, but he is putting like two conditions. One is adhikaren, like somebody has to be speaking, you know, something from the heart, saying yes, 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 you know, to the words, like really, you know, it's not that you are kind of, you know, memorizing, you know, like from the memory, and heart is not saying yes, you know, generally like many times, you know, like if we remember ourselves gossiping, you know, kind of like, and like in the gossip, actually, like we, like, you know, we read a book and there was something like very, very, you know, which can influence people. So then what happens, like, you know, like it's like this sentence is like always inside, you know, as long as you haven't put it out, you know, means you really have to show your friends that you know, kind of. And actually you know that I don't know, you know. I only read one line, kind of. So not, that is not the, like he's saying, adhikaren. If heart, you know, like when you are speaking, also keep on watching. If your heart is also saying yes, 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 you know, is also allowing. That is what adhikaren is. And adhikarena means you are listening, and also your heart is saying yes, 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 you know, like to that somehow. So these two situations, like, is not only like listening from the memory or speaking from the memory, saying adhikaren and adhikarena. Like if this combination can happen, then sarvagya sarvaga bhavet. Result is that two people are not two anymore, you know, like result happens that these two somehow, you know, I don't know what happens, you know, that these two are not found anymore, kind of. Like, this is what result happens. And also, this meeting liberates from all bondages, you know, like whatever has been. So saying, actually, like what Sage is saying, that, you know, if this meeting is happening and also hearts are there really to relate to each other, not, you know, heart is always there, but is not to relate to each other. So saying, like, if that can happen, you know, that is enough, then nothing more is needed. Can you speak loudly, please?
What do you mean by heart is always there?
You know, because like some kind of heart which we know, it's also like we say that, you know, like generally like we misunderstand, then we say, you know, generally like we have kind of misunderstanding about ourselves, we say, you know, I'm kind of ready, you know, and why this is not happening to me, you know, like this. So this is why Sage is saying, you know, that somehow, like it cannot be thought, you know, like you cannot think, you know, but somehow that has to come via the feel, like, you know, you feel like totally. It's like if you have seen, you know, this gego, you know, this, like, who, like, walk on the walls. And if you have seen them, like, eating insects, So like once I that kind of, you know, like it's, you know, like you really everything kind of goes in, like when two hearts are ready. So one heart will be like a gego, kind of, you know, this, like really sucking, you know, really sucking behind the word, what is behind the words. And another heart will be pouring in the words, kind of, like, you know. So Sage is saying, like, you know, this very, very kind of unique situation, you know, doesn't happen every day, but this might happen.
And in the situation where two hearts are engaging,
where
two hearts are, one is pouring out and one is,
yeah,
two hearts are connecting, does it not matter what is being talked about?
Yeah, it's not, you know, the words doesn't matter, kind of, you know, like something is like more from the, but also there are some like words really to connect, but you know, like because of words, some kind of connection happen, and then, you know, it's like, you know, job is done, or. Yeah, it could be like a converse, like any kind of, you know, words doesn't matter, but if heart, you know, is behind this, yeah. And then, tat agama. आगमान संपरिहृत्य सर्वान् सुचिम ग्रहित्वा आत्म समाधि योगम अस्मात् परम न अन्यत् इह अस्ति किंचित् ज्ञात्वा एव संत्यज मनः विकल्पम्. एंड प्रोबेबली नाउ ही इज काइंड ऑफ फिनिशिंग द बुक, नो लाइक मे बी फ्यू मोर, बट नाउ ही सेइंग तत् means because I, you know, because now he feels I have spoken enough, so he's saying, like, he feels, you know, that he is not speaking for speaking, you know, from the speaking something else has to come, and this is why he's saying tat, like, so, you know, like probably whoever was sitting in front of him, you know, is speaking to him, he's saying that agaman samparihritya sarvan, like so far whatever I said, suchim grahitva atma samadhi yogam, like try to really like try to get pure meaning of what I said, you know, because also still one can kind of mean impure. So saying like try to really get pure meaning what I said, and not only this, Atma Samadhi Yogam, like now you have to start. So that via the yoga, samadhi can come. Atma samadhi, like, so that you can dive in you via the yoga. And asmat param na anyat ih asti kinchit gyatva ev santyaj mana vikalpam. And another thing, you know, still because probably, like if you don't know how this diving is, you know, how much fruitful, you know, how much enjoyable, So probably, you know, like in the next line he's saying, certainly I understand, you know, that you could be kind of, you know, you would have read that this diving is not like so fruitful. But kind of like he's saying, I'm saying you that you cannot really feel before you dive, you know, like before you have dived, like you can, from the reading, you can guess, but your guess cannot be never as is diving, you know, like you really cannot guess how fruitful this diving will be. So saying, asmat param na anyat, you know, that freshness, you know, that what will come from the diving, you will not find anywhere else. You know, that is, this is the only place where you will find that. And another thing he's saying, gyatva evam santej manah vikalpam. And another thing I promise, that when your diving has completed, then like you have another option other than the mind to lead your life. You know? Like another, like he is making two promises. One promise is, he's saying that from the diving, what you feel, whatever you guess, you cannot guess, you know. You cannot find in any other place this, you know. This is the only place. And after you have made diving, you will only know how good that is. Before that, is no way to know. Another thing is promising, that after this diving has happened, then there will be like another option for you, that you let go of, you know, you don't have to have your mind to lead your life, because you will have another option, something else, which will be, you know, so much better than the mind to live the life. So like kind of, you know, saying, like whatever I said so far, that I had a kind of, you know, he's saying that I had a meaning in my mind. I was not speaking to speak, you know. I really was speaking so that I can kind of really take you into practices, and via practices you can be able to dive inside you. And this diving will give something which you will always kind of remember. Like there will be nothing like that in the life. You will not find any second thing like that. And another thing he is promising, he's saying that if that has happened, then manah vikalpam, like santech manah vikalpam, like you have possibility to let go of your mind, because you have another option to lead your mind better than the, like more brighter than the mind. So these two promises he's making. So saying like, if you have listened me carefully and really understood what I meant, because always there is like possibility of misunderstanding. So he's kind of again saying, suchim grahitva, like, you know, if you really understood what I meant, then atma samadhi yogam, you really have to go for this yoga which ends diving into you, kind of, you know, like the end of this yoga is atma samadhi, like you really dive in you somehow. And from this diving, promising two things, saying that the feeling from this diving, what you get, you know, you will not find any other place, you know. This is the only place where these kind of guavas are found, you know, these kind of mangoes are found. No other place kind of is able to produce these, you know, those things. And another thing is, like, after this diving has happened, you will have possibility either to let go of your mind, because you will have another option to lead your life, you know, something else. And having that, you easily can let go of your mind. So if anyone has any questions, please.
Why
did
you say it
three times? Huh? What?
Why did you say it three times?
Because, you know, it's so good. Because, you know, like, I became like this Dago, you know. Yeah, it's like, I didn't thought that it's three times, but like, you know, before you told me, I haven't, like, you know, but, you know, it happened that way. So
this diving, and then coming out?
Yeah.
Like, can you take something from this diving out, or will it only be
can you repeat it?
Can you pull the mangoes from there into our life and have them all the time?
Yeah.
Or only when we go there are the mangoes?
No. They come to, like, this is why he's saying, like, you know, the mangoes will come in place of your mind, kind of, no. Like the fruit, fruit you will bring. That having that, you know, you can, like what he's saying, like, santej manah vikalpa, like, you know, You can have option to have mind or not to have mind.
And this is the fruit.
Yeah, the fruit is that, like, something will come, like, you know, you will catch some fish there and come with this fish. And this fish, like, having this fish, you can have, like, you know, so far you don't have any of, like, you know, like, many times, like, we say, let go of the mind, you know, because it's so boring, but we are never kind of able to let go. Because we don't have, like, you know, we talk every day. We say, it's so boring, I don't want it. But then we don't have any other option, you know. And this is why, like, we have to go with this boring kind of thing. And here he's saying, like when you have died in, you know, a fish will come with you. And this fish can, like, you will be able to let go of mind very easily because of this fish.
This diving in is like when the cushion doesn't move away.
Diving?
This diving in is when the cushion doesn't move away anymore, when it stays there.
Can you speak loudly, please?
You said to dive in, like before you were talking about to put your cushion next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this diving in is when the cushion...
Yeah, like when you cushion kind of, the work of cushion is finished.
Okay.
Yeah, like this is like this diving happens like when, you know, like you are equipped to dive in, and cushion can make you equipped, to dive in. Yes, please.
What do you mean by the fish?
Yeah, like, you know, something else takes over, you know, and then you don't have to be dependent on your mind, like something, some kind of, what we say, wisdom, you know, something kind of takes over somehow. So.
Could you say that it's this
Can
the sixth sense?
Yeah, like maybe, you know, like in, you know, like when, like everything is ready in the sixth sense, like, you know, there is a, like a accelerator, brake and everything, like when sixth sense is ready, you know, like there is sixth sense, you know, like you feel and then you don't trust because maybe the brake is not there, you know, like many times, like now we feel, we connect to this, but we don't trust because we don't know, like, how if this will hit the car, you know, like the wall or like. So the sixth sense, when accelerator, brake and everything is ready, like you really can trust that this will not hit the wall, kind of. So probably like with little...
trust?
Yeah, like, you know, with little knowing, yeah, and also trust.
When you're in the water, what are you doing?
I think, you know, like you just enjoy the water, you know. Probably you will not be there, kind of. Like this is what it feels like when you are in the water. You know, you felt that I went in, and then, you know, you feel when you come out, and in the middle, like you felt you know, I have been in kind of very very enjoyable place, but not much kind of like there are like two, you know, like when you are diving in, there is like a split second, you know. Like you are kind of still limited you. And then when you come back, also there is like a split second. And these seconds like gives, like, you know, like you see a lot, you know, in these seconds. Like, you know, and then rest time, you know, kind of like. And another thing, you know that I have been in a very, very enjoyable place. Yeah. Yeah, but like without you knowing, you will only know after, you know. It's like such a place that, you know, like when you come out of it, then only know that this has been enjoyable.
Yeah. How enjoyable can it be if you can't remember?
How
enjoyable can it be if I can't remember?
Yeah, this is like some kind of, you know, like you say that it has been enjoyable, but somehow I don't know how, like, but, you know, it's not like from the memory. It's kind of another word can be, it's like weightless, like a I'm not finding a way to speak. You know, it's, yeah, like you can say weightless, you can say enjoyable or any other, you know. You cannot?
How does it differ, diving into the pool, from the journey you take when you connect to another being? Is it a completely different experience?
Yeah, it's like, I think, you know, it's almost like, it's, you know, this split second I was talking, that time you can say is like experience, you know. Like, you know, like this split second, can be said like experience, but after that, you know, it's not also experience. It's something, you know. And also like when somehow you come back, then also it's like very little time when you can say it's experience.
But when you do these two different things, mm-hmm.
Is your process?
Yeah,
I think, you know, it's like a I think, you know, all the process, you know, kind of prepares you to, it's not like a process, you know, it's something like all the process prepares you to dive in. And then, you know, like process does the job to prepare you to, so that you are eligible to dive. So like, you know, there is like process. And then from the process, like something has been prepared, who is ready to kind of dive in, and also diving in happened, kind of. It's like more like a happening, you know, than. Petra G, yes.
This limited faith you were talking about, is that only recognized via, or is it can you identify it only by thoughts, emotions, and feelings? Or are there other factors
which
it consists
of? I think, you know, it's other factors, you know. Which factor, you know, is not like a, you know, other in sense that we don't know, like, you know, till we cannot really compare with any other thing. In that way, it's like something other. Like, it's like, you know, only one thing like that. Limited self?
She said, the limited self that you spoke about, is it only thoughts, emotions, and feelings, or is there some other factor or factors?
In the limited self?
Yes.
If there are like only emotions?
Only, does it consist only
Mm-hmm.
Or are there more factors it consists of?
Yeah.
How can you recognize the limited self?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, it also has other factors, but like the mainly, you know, these emotions and thoughts, all these things, but also like, you know, in the very, very subtle, you know, there are like probably what is, you know, what has been prepared, you know, like what Sage is saying, is probably emotions and everything is off from this, like personal self. And then that has that quality too, ready to type in.
Okay, so when this thought, emotions and feelings are kind of born, there is still something else. There
yeah, something yeah. 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 Because it's like even if you ask, you know, like say, you know, feeling and everything, because the thoughts, they come and go. So there must be something on which thoughts come and go. If there is nothing, like, you know, like if I have my hand and then, you know, this stick, you know, comes and goes. So that means, you know, there has to be a base for something which comes and go. Like thinking-wise, so similarly, like also the emotions, like they come and go. So they have to be, there has to be something on which they come and go. Emotions. But like, you know, also like sometimes, you know, you feel it's not in my body.
Emotion?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And thinking also only in the body?
I have the feeling that the station of thinking is exactly here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
whether
that's my impression.
Uh-huh. But there is like something, you know, on which all these things can, you know, come and go. And when that is left alone, like not with these things, these guys, that is kind of ready to dive, you know, in that, like inside him, inside her, actually. No, so, no, but like, you know, if you want to talk from any other side, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, for the diving, I have a question to something what happened last night. So I try to describe because I didn't know if it was diving.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it felt like I had an incredible night with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up, and then I could, like, I didn't know, like, it was really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't, it was like, the memory is like I was completely drunken, and
mm-hmm.
I couldn't, like, remember everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. So how will you describe this? You know, like, you know, so now I have somebody to help me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like making love with somebody who knows exactly how to touch me. Like not on the outside, on the inside, like that's the only level you can describe.
So it's like she's saying it's like making love. You know, so something like that. Diving in, yeah. Like I was saying, enjoyable, you know. Yeah. Yes, certainly. Like what Sage is talking about, you know, diving in. Because, like, I think, you know, your memory doesn't know this, but probably your being knows, you know, like somehow. I don't know how to say this, you know, there must be a way, kind of. Because, like, it's not in your memory, you know. Like, generally, experience is in our memory. Like, we can really kind of, like, if you want, you can really, like, think about the experience, you know. Imagine the experience. And this experience you cannot imagine. Like, this is why I say it's not like an experience. You know, like, you cannot imagine.
But at the moment itself, are you aware of it?
There is like a moment that you are aware of everything, and then you are kind of lost. No, it's not really lost, but probably, you know, this who is taking records is lost. Like, somebody who takes records of memory is lost. But somebody, you know, is in the experience. But this somebody doesn't have this, like, faculty of memory. So then it doesn't look like memory. But it's not like that you are kind of completely, completely gone, you know. Probably, you know, this memory faculty, you know, I think, you know, it's not like subtle enough to go there, to kind of, you know, follow, back up, you know, or something.
But it's kind of another layer or something where memory doesn't... Another layer of your being or something?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't record memory?
Yeah. I think, you know, it doesn't regard, like, you know, memory is like not, like, you know, doesn't exist there, kind of. So then, you know, you, like, you know, but you don't have a way to, kind of. It's not that you don't know, but you can only kind of describe the feeling, you know, like. Mm-hmm.
That what is left is an impression, like on the cells of the body, an impression, and that so it seems to me that it's the limit, because the limit itself is not there, that's why there's no memory, and also because it's beyond the realms of time and space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, that can be. How is different than death? Yeah, because death is... like, you know, in death, you are lost, kind of. Like, in death... No, like you are kind of lost, and in this experience you are not lost. Lost means like a like when you are experiencing death, like a no, the feeling is like. Feeling of death is like you are like merging out, and in this experience, like you are merging within, like you go, you know, inside yourself. Like when you experience death, death is like always like you feel that you have left, you know, like left you, And this experience is not like feeling that you have left you, but you have gone in you, kind of. So it's like, this difference. Okay.
This is samadhi.
This is samadhi. Yeah, he's like Atma Samadhi Yogam, like he's giving name. Atma Samadhi, diving in you, kind of, like this samadhi. Actually, in samadhi also there are like several, like few layers. And this is like the last, like nirvikalpa, means like this is where you are kind of, not last, but kind of last, Like you say, I'm last, but it's really not last.
Yeah, there is no returning.
Nirvikalpa.
Sahaj?
Sahaj means like, because then what happens, like, because you are practicing, then you have to, like, in the beginning you have to kind of lie down, to be in this space. Mm. And then later, you see that you want to be in this place, but also you want to talk to Bodhiji and many people as well as. So then you find another way so that you are there and also talking to Bodhiji. So then it becomes like sahaj. It's like more kind of a skillful way that you are there also and also talking to Bodhiji.
So engaging.
Yeah, more engaging. Because it's, it's a kind of dysfunctional state, nirvikalpa. It's like, you cannot function. Means like you have to lie down. So then you have to find a functional way of being there.
So then sahaj seems like it's
it's more functional way of nirvikalpa.
Kind of more useful?
Yeah, more useful, because I'm able to talk and see the smile of Bodhiji, as many things. Atma, like diving in.
Right,
so nirvikalpa, like.
Sahaj and nirvikalpa are both Atma Samadhi.
Yeah, actually nirvikalpa is like more Atma, like when you dive in, you become dysfunctional. Like, there is no way that body can be functional. So then, of course, it's very, very enjoyable, you enjoy, but also like you feel now maybe, it's time to talk to Bodhiji, see her smile. So then you find kind of like a way so that you are there as well as talking to Bodhiji. So then it becomes sahaj. Like in the beginning, it is like when it comes, it comes in spite of, mm-hmm. Like you don't know, you find out later.
Yeah.
So then in the beginning, it's kind of dysfunctional, but because you enjoy, then you give like yourself time, mm-hmm. So that it can come. And then later, months later, years later,
Lifetime,
I think not lifetime, because then you really want to, to talk about it, kind of like something, some kind of love, like really wants to be shared. So of course, yes, please.
How is the experience of death?
Uh-huh.
And I would like to know how is the experience of getting born here?
Taking born?
Getting born.
Uh-huh.
Dying, and then he comes to the next life. How does this experience feel?
How that, like, you know, getting in the womb? Or, like, you know, what experience? Like, you know, there are two experiences. Like, you know, one experience, death, I said. Then there will be like a kind of no time state, you know, like you are in. And then there comes, like, you know, you are being sucked in a womb. So this experience. And then, you know, womb experiences, like very many, according to mother. And then, you know, this birth experience, like, you know, coming out from narrow hole. Yeah.
So.
Something like in between, you are saying, like, after death and before being born. Yeah, it's like a kind of like no time. Like you stay in kind of no time.
No, I mean, they're getting sucked into a womb. Like, I don't know, my idea is that in this space of no time, there is like, it feels like it's very wide, so I'm like wide everywhere, like nowhere and everywhere. And then being sucked in a womb.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable, you know, like, but somehow, you know, like, you know, suddenly, like, you find yourself, you know, like, little, but also then, but then, like, slowly you find your way, you know, to hitting mothers, you know, like, kind of, hey, you know, in the beginning there are no legs, you know. But slowly, like, you develop your legs and hands, and then you are hitting mother, kind of. Enjoy hitting mother, kind of.
It's not. So in the beginning, it's not very comfortable.
In the beginning, it's not, like, because, like, once you are sucked in, also that is not known, you know, somehow there is a way, you know. Like, you know, you are sucked in, and once you are sucked in, then you find, you know, like you, kind of. But then you cannot do anything, like, somehow. So maybe you can sit quietly.
Can I ask one more question?
Sorry,
the absorption that you're talking about, that we can't remember, that's coming at the end of a long process of meditation.
Yeah.
During which the self is there.
Yeah.
And that there is memory.
There is?
And that there is memory, right? So I lay down.
Yeah.
And then, like, over however long time I'm meditating. And my self is there, so my memory is there. And then finally, the absorption happens, and that's the point when there's no memory.
Yeah, then, like, memory cannot go with this absorption.